Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
What has happened to student youth in America? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Political divide notwithstanding, some college kids seem to be more stupid these days. Where did they get the license to be so dumb? At the University of Utah's home game last Saturday against Southern Utah, two co-eds decided to cover their upper bodies with paint and walk topless into the stadium packed with adults and their kids. A brilliant move. The topless two were spotted going in but not stopped, only when some fans sitting nearby reported them to ushers, where they were instructed by a woman police officer to put on the shirts they were carrying, and then escorted out. They are reportedly under investigation for non-criminal sanction by the university and potential criminality by local authorities. Utah is one of only three states that bans women from exposing certain parts of their bodies, which an advocacy group, Go Topless, has challenged because such laws treat women differently from men. Another duh. They made national news for the stunt that will take them some time to regain their anonymity in Salt Lake City. In College Station, the night before Texas A&M was embarrassed by App State on Saturday, students and cadets at their Midnight Yell pep rally decided to put four of the unfunniest dweebs on display at Kelly Field. "I had to Google this team to make sure they're even real," yelled one of the Aggies, who obviously didn't read the article that said App State had won three Division II national championships and upset Michigan in the Big House in 2007, not to mention scoring 61 points against Carolina the week before. Just like you'd think any hillbilly college that names themselves the Mountaineers. Ha ha, another dim wit. But the next day, after these four male jerks spent most of the rally trashing their opponent, App State held sixth-ranked A&M to 168 yards of offense in a 17-14 upset, and in the process replaced College Station for the site of this week's ESPN Game Day, wherein Boone Lee Corso will put on a Mountie mascot head before the game against Troy. Thankfully, Carolina students seem to be different, at least when they come to Keenan Stadium or other UNC venues, and leave their differences at the door as they unite to cheer the Tar Heels. Stay smart and out of the news. This is Archansky. See ya.